This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
I have arrived at Jamaica Inn to live with my aunt. My uncle is landlord here. It's a cold and lonely place. I'm at the door, and I'm waiting for someone to let me in.
Who's there?
It's me, Mary. Mary Ellen.
Ah, so you've arrived at last. Well, say hello to your Uncle Joss.
Where's my Aunt Patience?
What's the hurry? Don't you want to give me a big kiss first? Patience! She's here. Where are you, woman? Patience! Where in the hell is that woman?
I'm here. Is it the girl?
See for yourself.
A woman with grey hair hurries towards me. In the candlelight, her face is pale. She looks afraid.
Mary.
Aunt Patience, I'm so glad to see you. But she is unrecognisable. Her curls have gone. And her happy smile also. I can see that she's been crying. This woman is old and anxious. She starts to cry.
Stop whimpering, woman. Can't you see the girl is hungry? I'll take her things up to her room. If there's nothing to eat on the table when I come down, you'll soon have something to cry about.
He lifts my heavy box as if it was a bag of feathers. He's huge, with shoulders like those of a bear. The kitchen is full of smoke from the fire. There are stains on the stone floor, and there's a strong smell of alcohol. On the table, there are two empty bottles of brandy.
You mustn't mind your Uncle Joss. Some people find him strange at first, but he's very respected here. Just yesterday he told me that a man stopped and told him how much he admired.
Are you talking rubbish again, woman? Sit down, Mary. Eat. Listen, Mary, I'm in charge here and you'll do as I say. You'll serve the customers in the bar and help in the house. But if you open your mouth and squawk like a hen, you'll be sorry.
I'll help you like you say. But if you hurt my aunt, I'll tell. And you'll be punished.
Patience! Go and get me another bottle. And be quick. Big words. Maybe we're not so different, Mary. Here, drink this. This is my curse, Mary. Drink. I've been drinking a little today, but... Oh, you'll see how we drink here some Saturdays. They hear the shouting and singing far away. People are afraid of me, but I'm afraid of no one. Go to bed now.
He suddenly grabs my wrist.
Listen carefully. Some nights you'll hear wheels, footsteps and voices outside. You must stay in your room and put your blanket over your ears. If you ask questions, I'll break every bone in your body. Do you understand?
My room is small and bare. Just a bed and a table with a broken mirror. I feel lonely and trapped like a bird in a cage. But it's not too late to run away. I creep down the dark passage.
Ha 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 ha.
Who's crying? It must be my aunt.
I turn back. My uncle frightens me, but I must stay and protect Aunt Patience. I did not sleep well last night. My bed is hard and the blanket is thin. The house is quiet this morning. I'll look for a place to wash downstairs. Here is the bar. Ah, there is a passage here. Maybe it's along here. A door. This must be the washroom.
How strange. It's locked.
Mary, what are you doing?
Why is this room locked, Aunt Patience? What's in it?
My aunt looks quickly behind her, and her eyes are like a frightened rabbit's.
Is it because of the people who come to the inn at night?
Mary, I've been worrying about how to tell you this. I must warn you. Bad things happen here. Men come at night and they go into that room with Joss. When you hear them, you must stay in your room. You must never ask me or your uncle about it again.
What is in this room? And why is my aunt so scared? I'm not going to like it here, but I must stay to support her and keep her safe. Next time we meet, I have to work in the bar of Jamaica Inn on Saturday night, where I get to meet a group of rough and drunk men. Later that night, there are some strange goings on in the yard outside. What's going on at Jamaica Inn?